Now in its second year, the Inverse Performance Art Festival has begun, running through Saturday night, April 1st. Venues across Northwest Arkansas will participate, as well as artists national and international. Founder Cynthia Post Hunt explains performance art is rather versatile.
Overall, it really can be anything. There are really no rules. It really starts with this idea of a live art piece. It does consider time, it does consider environment, it considers the artist and their body, and it also considers you as the audience and the relationship between the audience, the artist and the audience. So those are the things that usually performance is made out of, but other than that, it is really open. And so this genre is something that's really interesting to explore, and I'm really passionate about. You know, I perform here locally, and it was always an interest of mine to grow that community and to help people, both the audience and local mutual artists, learn how to work within that genre and how to enjoy it, I guess.
This year's Inverse features more than 20 artists spanning national and global. One project includes artists who will not even travel to Northwest Arkansas to participate in the festival. That's Elizabeth Folk and Ali Bordolazzo and their project, Fearbook Live.
So Fearbook Live is a choose your own adventure performance art piece. The artists have put together a list of locations, tropes, and materials, and you can go onto Facebook, onto the Fearbook Live page, and vote. So by voting, all you have to do is click on the ones that you like. At the end, they'll tally everything up, and then they give themselves 24 hours to go to that location, use those materials, and put together a piece. Kind of this interesting background process piece. It shows you how performance artists kind of tackle the materials and the environments that they're considering. It really is a process piece, but done in a very extreme, entertaining way. It gives you a good insight, and I think it'll bring a smile to your face, but it'll also kind of make you a little bit more curious, I think, about the process in general. I think we're all really excited to see what it looks like. And they'll be posting every hour on the hour for the 24 hours before. So I think it'll really play into the excitement and the anticipation of the piece. And you might get into their heads a little bit. I mean, it's like reality TV, you would. But, you know, they're going to have to pack up their car and be ready to go wherever they're going to go. And they have to be prepared for anything. And you, as the audience, you get to help make those decisions for them.
See for yourself on Facebook by searching Fearbook Live. The creators call it an art adventure game show. As Ali and Elizabeth explain it, Fearbook Live is really all about the process.
So it's a choose the artist adventure reality show / game show where people log into our Facebook page and they select the tropes that we'll be dealing with. And some of the tropes are things like semiotics, gratuitous nudity, spooning strangers, raw meat, things that you see a lot in performance art. And then location. We have places like Death Valley, a swimming pool, a wedding chapel in Vegas. So we don't know where we're going to be going either. And then we have props, which are things that you'd expect to see in performance art pieces, and also soundtracks and things that you'd expect to hear, like a heartbeat and a ticking clock and kind of really cliche items that people put into pieces. People log on to the Facebook page and they vote by liking the options. So if most people like a redwood forest, that's where we're going to end up. And we're going to close voting 24 hours before the piece has to be done. And we'll go live and we'll have to produce a 10-minute performance using that 24 hours to come up with all of the elements. And it will be live streamed to the audience.
The chance element in Fear Book Live is very integral to Elizabeth and Allie's project.
I think a large influence is the idea of chance derivation and sort of the fact that a lot of people look at performance art and see almost arbitrarily selected items happening or arbitrarily selected props. Like you could almost do a satire where you put a pig, a feather duster, and a ticking clock, and there's your piece. So we were sort of riffing off of that aspect and riffing off of the cliché. So more on a macro level, we really wanted to examine how people really carefully curate their online presence. It's often things that they're proud of or that make them look good or the best pictures of themselves. And so to set ourselves up on that platform with a possibility of failure is particularly interesting.
2017's Inverse Performance Art Festival kicked off today at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center, where they are hosting events until 4 p.m. Events tonight are at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Friday, events at Foxhole Public House in Bentonville and 21C. We'll close out the festival Saturday, April 1st in the U of A Art and Design District and the final party at Feast Gallery in Fayetteville. As Cynthia Post-Hunt explains, it's really all about curiosity.
Well, I think that just with any type of social engagement with another human being, there is that language and that consideration. You're trying to figure out what the other person's doing, what they're saying to you, you know, how you're interacting just one-on-one. And that's just an everyday situation. So if you put that in an art setting, it's very similar. Some pieces really put it all out there that they want you to engage, and they're very obvious about it. Others, a lot more subtle. Some may not want you to engage, but that is kind of the adventure for the audience or for the viewer, is to explore that and to explore how it makes you feel and to just be open. I think that's curiosity is a really beautiful thing, and you should try it to be as curious as possible and to act on your questions and explore how you're functioning in the space and how the artist is functioning, and ask yourself why. I mean, the more questions that you can ask, I think the more interesting the experience can be for you. But definitely don't be afraid. Just try it.
Check out the detailed schedule for this year's Inverse Performance Art Festival by visiting their website. That's inverseperformanceartfestival.org. Also available there, full artist bios and information about individual artist projects. I'm Katie Henriksen. This has been a KUAF Arts Beat. Remember, you can share and connect with KUAF Arts Beat using hashtag KUAF Arts Beat.